Yes, hello and welcome to the Talk and Flicks podcast. It's been a very long time. I'm JT. Would love to welcome this guy back too, Mr. Lee. Hello.
Hello, JT. Can you believe it? We're back.
We are back, baby. I never thought I'd see the day where I was hoping that this time would come, but
Same with me.
We are back.
It's been too long since talks.
It's been, to be precise, Mr. Lee, 2,701 days.
Oh my God, you worked that out.
I did. How good.
Wow.
I've done some work on my maths.
I hadn't used a calculator for that, did you?
No, I didn't. I put it into
Added it up in your head.
I put it into Google, to be entirely honest. Good to see some things haven't changed. But
yeah, Gee, it feels like it was only yesterday.
Yeah, 7 years ago since we did Talk and Flicks together in Tamworth, a weekly segment we had on Friday, talking all things movies, which we both love. And of course, you at the Forum 6 Cinemas there in Tamworth. It was always a great show and great to talk about new movies and what was coming out. So great to be back and great to be able to do it all over again. And the good thing too, Mr. Lee, is, well, once upon a time we spoke to Tamworth. Now we're talking to the world. We're going global.
We are. You know, it's funny. I can remember we used to say we'll go global, we'll do this, we'll do this. And here we are. We're actually doing it.
Great to have you on board. And Mr. Lee, every week we're going to talk about movies and what's happening at the Forum 6 and also welcoming a couple of other cinemas around the country as well.
We're going to welcome Forum 6 in Wagga plus Odeon 5 in Orange, which are a part of our group. And it's so good to have these guys on board. And I know they're excited as much as what we are, JT, because this is going to be such fun times. And it is. It's going to just be like old days that we used to have fun. And it was live on air back then. So it's just going to be fun, fun, fun.
Well, we've got so much to talk about over the last 7 years. And I think when we caught up just recently too, Mr. Lee.
Face to face, actually, which was really good.
It was nice, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, you haven't changed. Probably just less hair like me.
Oh, yes. Now, that's what I was going to say. Usually it's me picking on you for a lack of hair. Well, you know what? Yes. 7 years can do a lot to someone.
Yes, and I think it's done a lot to you, JT.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lee. Good to see you.
You know that I mean that in a nice, positive way. Yes,
of course. Will you wait till we start talking about your high school photos again? I'm sure that won't be too far away as well.
You said you'd never bring that up again.
Well, I lied. But look, so 7 years, a lot of movies have come out. And a bit later on, we'll rehash on some of those movies.
We'll talk about some of the ones that we've missed over the 7 years, which there's been a lot of big, big movies. And especially we've had COVID and all that as well. So there's been so much that's happened in that 7 years. It's going to be fun.
We might need a 10-hour podcast to kick us off.
Oh, now you're talking. God. We might have to have intermissions, but so people can go for a quick break.
We might before we get back to the next movie. But look, all in the current time right now, movies out this week, and it all starts with Back to Black, based around the amazing Amy Winehouse, who, part of the 27 Club, we lost her quite a few years back, but this movie just looks amazing.
Oh, it certainly does. And you think this director, Sam Taylor Johnson, who, by the way, can I just say, her husband, Aaron, is the new James Bond. She's actually directing this. And Marissa, I'm going to say Abella. Is that how you say the last name?
Well, good to see you came to rehearsals again. But I will give you a pass mark for that. You're right. Yes.
She actually sings Amy Winehouse's songs. So it's the story of her and how she's actually gone through life, where she went, and unfortunately trying to understand her demons that she had as
struggles.
Well.
Yeah. And another thing too, Marissa, now it's kind of a real big break for her because usually she's been doing BBC shows, she's done some HBO shows, but this could really set her up.
Oh, it certainly could. You know, a lot of people start off, you know, doing little shows, they take one movie, changes their life.
Yeah, so I'm really liking the look of this. And, of course, if you love Amy Winehouse's music too, you know, Rehab, Valerie, no doubt all those kinds of songs will be used in the movie as well.
And can I say Valerie is probably one of my favourite songs of hers.
I can see you singing that in the shower, Mr. Lee.
Not just the shower, let me tell you.
Into the Pantene Pro-V bottle. That's right. great movie. That looks really good.
It does. It looks really, really good. And it opened yesterday. So make sure you see it.
Now, another one, too. I saw the shorts for this one. It looks incredible. Civil War. And this is Kirsten Dunst in this movie.
Yeah, and this is not like her normal type of movie. This is all about a group of war journalists, and they attempt to survive while they're going from one side of America to the other because there is a civil war going to happen and break out. And it's all about the Western forces trying to take over America. And these journalists have got to get to D.C., before anything happens.
Yeah, so if you love an action, you love a thriller, this will keep you on the edge of your seat the whole time. And another thing too, now A24, which is the movie production company behind this film, I'm hearing no expense was spared to put this film on.
Oh, you're right. You're right on that, Jay. It is $50 million cost to make this movie, and it is the most expensive A24's movie so far. Just coming in about $15 million more than Bo is Afraid, which was a 2023 movie that A24 made.
Oh, that's not much, is it? Just a couple of extra dollars.
Nothing.
But when you look at the movie and when you do watch the trailer and you can see it playing out with all the explosions and all those kinds of things happening, you get the feeling that they have put every last cent into that movie. So definitely one to go and see, I reckon.
Oh, it certainly is. And, you know, I love Kirsten Dunst. She's a good actress. Yeah. She's so good. You know, Spider-Man, she's one too. But, you know, she was a nobody for so long. And that one movie, you know, that has now expelled her into, you know, great stardom.
I think she's just such a fantastic actress. You know, when she's in a movie, you put her in a movie, you know she's going to do a good job. So,
yeah, exactly. And, you know, she's believable as a journalist. You know, you watch and you go, wow, yeah, you can believe she's actually a journalist trying to survive and not get killed.
Perfect to play that role. So Civil War, that is one to go and see this weekend. Also, school holidays just around the corner, Mr. Lee, starting, well, pretty much it's underway as of today.
Correct.
And no doubt. Yes, and you guys are going to be so busy having people coming in to try and find something to keep the kids busy, and you have the perfect movie for it.
Oh, look, we do. It's called Richard the Stork and the Mystery of the Great Jewel. Now, this is a new animation adventure, family fantasy, all about a sparrow, would you believe, named Richard, and he's been brought up by a group of storks, and he thinks he's a stork.
This is a follow-up. There was one out in 2017. It was like around 2017, yeah. I think. And so this is like a follow-up to the first Richard the Stork we first saw.
Well, can I say I'm impressed, Jay? You've actually done some research.
I know, right? I know.
This is very good.
I thought I should make some effort today. I really did.
You really excelled yourself.
I know. But see, I was always the one that turned up to rehearsals. You were the one that decided the pike. So,
yeah, that is true. Nothing has changed there, let me tell you.
great looking movie. One that all the kids can enjoy, and some you know, I guess some humour there too for the adults. So
yeah, and you know, I have to say the graphics, the CGI looks amazing in this movie. It is just so good when you get CGI graphics, just and it looks real.
They have,
and it does.
They've nailed it. They really have.
Yeah. Yeah. They certainly have.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, let's have a look at what's screening this week. These are movies that they're out now, and you may have already seen some of these movies.
And if you haven't, you need to go to your cinema now and watch them. We've got The First Omen, Monkey Man, Kung Fu Panda 4, Godzilla, X-Con, The New Empire, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and Wicked Little Letters all playing.
Jeez, you know, I look at that list there, and I'm trying to just pick out one. I don't think I can do that. I think I'd want to go and see them all.
Yeah, and especially Monkey Man, because that's Dev Patel. And he is such a... Remember The Life of Pi? The guy that was in the boat? Yeah, it's actually him. And he's playing this guy who's trying to fight for his life. Looks amazing.
It's going way back. And also, Kung Fu Panda, the first one that was out, was around 2008. Number four now.
Yeah.
Pose
and
back.
You know what? I actually caught up with this movie last week, and it is so good. Awkwafina, she plays the fox. and she is just sensational. Her voice, I don't know, something about her, she just makes you laugh. And between her and Jack Black, who just go from one to the other so well, I really enjoy Kung Fu Panda.
Perfect combination. And another thing too, Mr. Lee, I guess how we can sort of relate to that is, now when Kung Fu Panda first came out, I mean, your boys would have been quite young. You probably remember taking them to see.
I do remember taking them. Yeah, we won't say how old they are now, but anyway.
You're trying to stay young, aren't you, Mr. Lee? Well, I guarantee you by the end of this podcast, I will have worn you down, don't you worry. and I'm sure you'll do the same back at me. But so great to see. And again, just like Richard the Stork, just in time for the school holidays. Now, as we work our way around the world too, because one of the things we used to love doing was taking a look at what we used to call the top five. So the top five movies that you would find overseas, also the top five movies here, and just see how they're trending around the world. What's hot and what's not?
Exactly. And because, you know, it's such an interesting thing to see if Australia is following the rest of the world. And I know sometimes when, you know, 7 years ago, we'd go, wow, you know, Australia is there. Then other times we'd look and go, ooh, okay, we're not quite there. So things have changed a little bit since we first talked about this. But, yeah, so let's go to the USA to start with.
Let's start in the USA and see how we go. So number five, Mr. Lee.
Is Kung Fu Panda 4. Number four is Dune Part 2, which I have to say is a big screen movie. You need to see this on the big screen. It is unbelievable. Number three is Monkey Man. Number two is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And number one in the US is Godzilla X-Con, The New Empire.
Now, I've got to say, Mr. Lee, I'm glad that I see Monkey Man sitting there, because I got confused before because I noticed you spelled it Monkey Man in the...
Yeah. Everyone say it had 4D for Kung Fu Panda. That's my typing.
I didn't even pick up on that, but I did pick up on Monkey Man, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
And things haven't changed either that way too, Jay. Let me just say, it's still the same. I used to do it then.
Let's see how many more typos we can get before the end of the today's podcast. Surely there'll be a few more there, no doubt.
I'm sure there will be.
But yes. It looks like you have spelt Monkey Man well again in the top five for Australia.
Yeah, and number four is coming in as Dune Part 2. Number three is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which it was so good to see the old cast back in that. I really enjoyed that movie when I watched it. I just went, oh, and you know what? Go and say it. You can say it. Yes, I was around 40 years ago when came out. Yes.
I'm so glad that you're beating me to it.
Well, yeah, I knew you were going to say it. So I'm going to just admit I was here back then.
But the retro is great because I think if you are a Ghostbusters fan over the years, they always try and keep some of the nostalgia there, you know? They don't really steer away from it too much and try and turn it... Because, like, obviously, with the technology available to us nowadays, they can do just about anything, but trying to keep it real, I think, is what it's about.
Exactly right. And, you know, without giving too much away about it, it's good to see some of the old ghosts from 40 years ago back in this one.
Yeah, good.
I won't say which ones because you've got to go see it to watch it.
Exactly right. Yes, so we'll keep that a bit of a surprise. Yep. I'm surprised because remember back in the day, Mr. Lee, when we used to get our top fives, how often would we have a bloody Met Opera in there, right? A Met Opera.
Yes, there would have been. And remember we went and watched one?
Well, we kind of watched one. We watched half of one.
I remember I timed it, but I couldn't remember how much it was now.
Well, we were there for, it was about intermission. We hit the bar nice and early.
Before,
it was,
we certainly did.
Yeah, we weren't hanging around for that, but I don't know. Well, we still Met Opera's still because we're talking back in 2016, and you guys were doing them fairly regularly. Is that still happening?
Yeah, we were. No, unfortunately, we're not doing them anymore now. So, which is a bit of a shame.
That is a real shame. My nan is going to hate that to hear that. Because she loved it when you used to do your Met Opera's. She was just.
I know. She was always the first one to buy a ticket,
and she hated the fact that I used to rip on it. Every time I used to go see her, she was like, JT, she called me Joel, I'll be honest, she called me Joel. Joel, you really need to stop picking on those Met Operas. I'm like, man, what's the issue? She's like, look, you know those films are very good. They are, you know, and I'm like, okay, man, all right, fair enough.
And then, you know what you did? You stopped then after that.
I had to. I just had to. I couldn't upset Nan. But it's a shame. It's a real shame because, look, while not necessarily my cup of tea, or yours for that matter, for those that you guys used to do morning teas and things, and they were always great.
Oh, they were. And, you know, you get a bit of cheese and pickies in between. It was fun.
Just
it was
perfect.
And I actually enjoyed talking to people and doing all that as well when I came in to see all the audience that had come. But anyway, things change, don't they?
They certainly do. Well, speaking of change, well, it has been 7 years. It's been, again, just to recap the number, 2,701 days, to be precise, since we last said our goodbyes. And well, you had more co-hosts after that, Mr. Lee.
I certainly did. I had, and I still am actually doing it, would you believe? I'm still every week going into radio, and I've, but it's not the same without you, JT. I must say, it's not the same. It's close, but it's not the same.
I couldn't imagine. I'm just thinking, like, I'm sure no one's ripping on you the way I do. Like, that's
not,
I think,
like,
you missed that.
Yeah, not like you used to. Yeah, I do. And especially when, things would go sour. But anyway,
Look at this. I mean, we're already about 20 minutes in and already you still haven't turned the phone off. Like, and you work in a cinema. I just do not understand that. Like, that should be cinema 101. Should not turn your phone off, Mr. Lee.
I forgot to turn it off. That's bad.
That's okay. You'll learn for next week. Next week will be better.
Next week. We promise. Yeah, next week. I will. I'll be very good.
Let's do it. Let's rip into and have a look at some of the movies we've missed over the last 7 years, the big movies. And your favourites, Mr. Lee.
Oh, there are some of my favourites in here. But do you remember back in 2017, which I know is a long time for you to think, but do you remember the Oscar going to the wrong person, the wrong movie?
I do. And it was a big moment, wasn't it?
It certainly was. It was Moonlight that won it, but they actually said La La Land. Remember that?
Yeah. How does that happen?
Yeah, how does that happen? Like, you know, that was major. That was pretty big. I suppose not as big as the Slap that we won't talk about, but it's just, you go, wow, that's a major thing. So, and Hacksaw Ridge with Mel Gibson, it came out. And one of my favourite movies that actually came out in 2017 was Hidden Figures. I love that movie. That was a true story about those women who were the computers and got the Apollo to the moon and back. That was remarkable, that movie.
Great little movie. 2018, for the best picture was the Shape of Water. And this is obviously going a while back, but I'm sure you can, you know, when you look at it, great little pick for best picture.
Oh, it was. And it was a love story about an alien and a human. And it was such a beautiful story. It was so well done. And best, it deserved the best picture. One that I did go and see, which was Get Out. Do you remember that? Oh, that scared me.
I'm surprised.
And you know I don't like horrors.
This one sort of flips me out a little bit when I saw that you'd been to see this. I thought it might have been another one of your typos, but clearly I was incorrect. You did actually go see it.
I did. I actually went to Sydney, and I was actually in Sydney, and I had to walk from the George Street Cinemas back to my hotel, and I actually rang my wife and spoke to her the whole way because I was that scared after watching it. It was.
I could imagine. I'm just blessed that I wasn't there with you because you might be trying to hug me or something. I'm not sure. I give you a hug back. I would support you. But Dunkirk 2 was in that out that year. Harry Styles, and I think I've always looked at Harry Styles as the performer, One Direction, boy band, obviously.
Yeah.
But wow, in that movie,
I don't think of him as an actor. But after that, exactly, he is such a great actor.
Just incredible.
To be able to do that. And he's been in quite a few movies since too. So good on him for, you know, going out there and trying something else.
One movie I will say, though, that I did watch in 2018 that I was blown away. And I would actually say in the last 7 years, probably my favourite movie, and it's not there, was The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah. Did you know? I was actually very lucky. Not that I'm boasting or anything. I actually went to the Australian premiere with the whole cast.
Of course you did.
And they were sitting two rows in front of me, Zac Efron's and that, all that, everyone.
Oh, no way.
Insane. And would you believe, my wife went up to Deborah Finesse, that's when she was with Jackman, and asked for a selfie with her. And I still can't get over that she actually did that, because she doesn't normally do things like that.
No, good, I went.
I was so shocked that she did. But I love that. And that was actually Rod. That should have got best song for that year in the Oscars.
I remember, because this is me, of course, Kiara Settle that had that song. I remember seeing that when I'd gone to see another movie at the time at the cinemas. It could have been like, I think it was Bad Mums 2 or something like that, or whatever it was. But anyway, I saw it there, and I looked at it and I thought, wow, this looks really good. And that was what drew me to the movie, was that song. I wanted to see how that song was incorporated into the movie. But you know what? Going and seeing the movie, it was hard to pick a favourite song out of it, because it was just that good.
It was, exactly right. It was so, so good. And, you know, it took them so long to get that off the ground. And eventually when they did, it should have won more at the Oscars, that movie. Should have.
It certainly should have.
It was robbed.
But then in 2019, again, we see more music movies. We see A Star Is Born with Gaga. And that was, I will be honest, I did tear up at the end.
Yeah, I did too, actually. I must admit, I did too. That was brilliant. And, you know, I tried to watch the original, or one of the originals, because there's been four of them, the one with Barbra Streisand, and I just went, nah, I couldn't do it. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, brilliant.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. They were so well matched. And he fought to get her into the movie. No, the studios didn't want her, Lady Gaga, in the movie. And, yeah, she was sensational. She played that part so well.
And again, a great soundtrack. Another one of those soundtracks to come off of that you could just listen to every single song. So it was perfect. And we also got Bohemian Rhapsody. And this, another movie that just had huge accolades.
Oh, it certainly did. It was remarkable. That movie, I could still watch it today and just listen to it. You don't have to watch. You know how you get to a point of watching a movie and you go, I don't have to sit there and watch it. I can just hear it and I know exactly what's happening. That is that movie.
Yeah, of course, the Freddie Mercury story, it was just done sensationally. Now, the same year, Best Picture, Green Book was 2019.
Yeah, which, you know, that was an interesting movie set in the 50s. It was so well done. And it wasn't what I thought it was going to be when the guy, you know, goes down south, he's a great pianist, and he's not allowed to go and eat in the white dining room, but he could play in there. Because he was black, of course, and he could play in that, but he couldn't actually eat. How bad is that?
That's just crazy, isn't it?
It is. I just don't get how any human could treat a human like that. That was so bad. But it was a great movie.
And that, again, another reason why it's, you know, it was up there for Best Picture. Now, 2020, we had other great movies out. We had The Irishman, we had Tenet, and also Sonic the Hedgehog, which was... Everyone was just great to see Sonic back on the big screen.
Yeah, and, you know, Nick Cage, he did such a great job in that. So good, they're bringing Sonic the Hedgehog back again this year.
Cannot wait for it. Cannot wait. When's December? December.
Yeah,
December. Great.
So look out for that in December.
It's not too
I think
far
it's the 26th. Away. No, it's not actually. It'll be here before we know it. Yeah, the 26th of December, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 will be out. So, yeah, a bit scary. Best Picture, but I don't know whether you watched it, Parasite.
Oh, yes, Parasite.
I found it very, very intriguing. And, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And as soon as you get into it, and as you know, I don't really like reading movies. I like to watch them, not to have to read. It was excellent. It was very well done. You don't want people to live in your house, do you?
No, definitely not. That's it. And like by now, like all these great movies too, you can watch any time now, which is good. So you can go back and watch some of these if you haven't yet. So do a bit of you can sort of go back and have a bit of a reflection. And Mr. Lee, I guess let's head back into 2024, because opening next week, some big movies, and the first one I see here is one that I know that you're itching to go and see.
You know me so well.
I do.
Not. Abigail. And you know, I actually watched the trailer of this one and I went, this is too scary. Yet again. And it's all about that 12-year-old ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure. And they try to get $50 million ransom. Yeah. Not good.
No.
Not good.
Isolated it's in this scary. Mansion. And then, obviously Abigail is not what she seems.
Correct. Yes.
And
you haven't got a little ballerina, have you?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But you know what? They might seem more nice, but yeah, I don't think Abigail doesn't sound like there's anything nice really going on here.
No, definitely not. The one that I'm actually looking forward to next week is Challengers. Now, that's a new drama, and it actually stars Zendaya, and she's actually a tennis player. And she's a great tennis player. She's going along. She does something to her body, her leg, I think it is, and she can't play. But she becomes a coach. But she's trying to adjust from playing to coaching. So yeah. That one. And we've just had the Australian premiere of it here in, I think it was within the last week. It's actually just had it. So, yeah, which is really good.
And that is opening next week at a Forum 6 cinema near you, or the Odeon 5.
Yes. Looking forward to that one so much.
Well, Mr. Lee, as we head towards the end of our podcast, I think...
I cannot believe it's gone that quick.
It's gone so fast, hasn't it? We've just... Yeah, we've had a lot to cover off on today, and we'll have even more next week. But, Mr. Lee, as we always used to do, because we always wanted to give the best to our listeners.
Yes.
When we do Talking Flicks. And yep. I think it's time for someone to go and see a movie.
I think it is too, and I agree. And thanks to our sponsors, which is the 4M6 Cinemas in Wagga and Tamworth and the Odeon 5 in Orange, we're going to give one of our lucky listeners a chance to go watch a movie on us.
Now, hold on, Mr. Lee. Hold on. Now, just remember, right? We used to give away 10 double passes. What's happening
here?
Oh,
we did. Yeah, we did. Remember those days?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Again, this is when I used to play around with your ticket prices, and I had so much of an influence. And
you did. You had a lot of influence, people. And remember when people used to ring in and say, "Stop hassling Mr. Lee about giving
things away." I don't know why they were complaining. Like I was helping you have a great movie experience.
Like, you were helping the human, not helping my business.
No, I wasn't. I was like, that's fine. Mr. Lee can cover it. That's all right. Just a few extra dollars. When I'm driving down ticket sales too much, that's not good. But if you do want to win, how do you do it, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, all you've got to do is go to our Facebook page, which is Talking Flicks, and that's with no G on the end, and tell us, what was the number one movie in the US? Tell me what the number one movie was in the US, and you will be the lucky one that wins the double pass to go see a movie on us.
Okay, so hit up the Facebook page. Slide us your answer. And if you did miss the answer, the good thing about a podcast is you can just hit rewind.
Correct. Remember when we were doing it live, you couldn't hit rewind.
No.
Nice. So how lucky are the listeners now? They can actually go back and listen to what
it was. Go back, have a listen, and score yourself some tickets. And you can choose which cinema, your closest cinema as well, to go to participating cinema, I should say, to watch a movie of your choosing. And with those thousands of movies out at the moment, so many good movies too.
And school holidays, yes. And so how good is that?
Great. Perfect timing. Well, for more info, forum6.com.au/talkandflicks is where you can go. All the details there. You can catch our podcast every week. Week one, done and dusted, Mr. Lee.
I cannot believe it. It's awesome, Jay. It feels like we have never stopped doing it.
Great to be back with you once again, Mr. Lee. And I think we made it through a full half hour there. And I don't think I insulted you too much. So
no, you didn't. Yeah. You did really well. Is that because it's the first week?
It's just the first week. I'm going light, Mr. Lee. Yeah, I am. Yes, yes.
I thought that was the reason. Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of time to talk about your old school photos and things like that next week when we do return.
I thought I'd burn all those, but anyway.
I'm sure there's some sitting around somewhere, Mr. Lee. I'm sure I've got a box of them somewhere, no doubt, from all those years ago. But hey, thank you very much for listening to the Talk of Flicks podcast with JT and Grant Lee. We're back again next Friday. You can catch all the latest movies as well, again, as I said, online at the Forum 6 website. Thank you, Mr. Lee.
Thank you, Jay. Talk soon.